Yesterday was the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene, who, by the way, is the only other female saint in the Catholic Church in whose Mass the Creed is said. No other woman has that privilege except Our Lady and Saint Mary Magdalene. This feast that happened yesterday taught me a good lesson, a lesson of humility, that is, that humility conquers all. I'll tell you a story from our native land, from Nigeria. It's a story that our grandparents would tell us in the night. It's about a leopard, and a turtle. The leopard challenged the turtle to a fight. The leopard was a proud animal, very conscious of how powerful it is, and he knew that the turtle was very weak. In order to embarrass or to disgrace this turtle publicly, he challenged him to a fight. Well, this turtle, knowing fully well that he's no match for this huge animal, decided the day before the battle to go to the field of battle, because it was going to be a very public fight. He went with a machete and cleared everywhere, made it to look very as if to say there was a great fight there. So that when the leopard comes and the fight begins, and people see that, wow, there was really a great fight here. Even though people will be surprised, and they will really wonder, and they'll be amazed, and they will say, well, maybe he lost the battle, but it was really a very serious fight. And there is another proverb which we say in our place, that when one chases a chicken, maybe if you want to kill a chicken for Christmas, all the chicken has to do to escape from you is to run. It is the person who chases the chicken that is liable to tripping and falling. My point in all this is that, is what I said at the beginning, that humility conquers all. We are today in a very big arena. We are fighting against the devil and sin. And this fight, even if it takes place in your own heart alone, it is really not a secret battle. In fact, it is a most public one. You are fighting, you have the entire heaven, God, his angels and his saints watching you, and you also have the devil and the demons watching to see the outcome of this battle. We have to fight the devil. So Paul says, principalities and powers, and his demons. Our weakness too, we have to fight our weakness and the tendency to sin. Clearly, you see, it is not a fight that you are capable of on your own. St. Peter says, in 1 Peter, he says, be sober and vigilant, because your enemy, the devil, is roaring about like a lion seeking whom to devour. But how do we resist him? He says, strong in the faith. So we fight, my dear faithful, with the weapon of our faith, which is humility, the knowledge that we are incapable of our own to resist this enemy, the devil. We can fight like Saint Therese did. Saint Therese, she said that whenever the devil comes to attack her, she just turns back and runs towards our Lord, because she knows that of her own she is but a weakling in the sight of such a great enemy. Seek help, spiritual help, even at the slightest sign of danger. Have your antenna fine-tuned by frequent confession, Holy Communion, avoiding the occasions of sins. These things, if you do them daily or as often as you can, prayers, for example, you'll find that you will be sensitive to sin. And all you have to do, like the chicken, is to run. It is left for the devil to fail in his pursuit of your soul. Your enemy is huge, like the leopard, and dangerous, while you are small. And of course, humility makes you even smaller, because it makes you realize just how little you are able to defend yourself. Like the leopard, the devil is very powerful. Remember, he has lived for many, many centuries. And you can be compared to the turtle, small, helpless, apparently. It will be a mismatch for you to fight the devil. But if you fight with the help, depending entirely on God's help, and thinking nothing of yourself, it will still be a mismatch, but in this case, you will be able easily to defeat Satan, because you are protected by the wings of the Almighty. And of course, always in all things have confidence in God, and also do not fail to have recourse to the Lady, the help of Christians. Because it is not possible to seek her help, to fight under her protection, and be defeated by the enemy. So we pray that through Our Lady, help of Christians, we will always have the strength of mind and of body to be able to resist Satan, and not only that, to grow always in holiness. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost.